The longed-for day finally arrived, after not a little suffering. I remember that it was almost 1 year that I had been continuously in bed. It was the day of the purity of Mary Most Holy. On the night before that day, my lover, Jesus, made himself seen, all festive. He drew near me, took my heart in his hands, and he looked at it over and over again. He dusted it, and then he gave it back to me again. Then he took a garment of immense beauty. It seemed to me that its background was a layer of gold streaked with various colors, and he clothed me with that garment. Then he took 2 gems, as if they were earrings, and he bejeweled my ears. Then he adorned my neck and my arms, and surrounded my forehead with a crown of immense value, all enriched with precious stones and gems, all refulgent with light. And it seemed to me that those lights were as many voices that resounded among themselves, speaking in clear notes of the beauty, power, fortitude, and of all the other virtues of my spouse, Jesus. Who can say what I comprehended, and in what sea of consolation my soul was swimming? It is impossible to say it. Now, while Jesus was crowning my forehead, he told me, "Most sweet spouse, I place this crown upon you so that nothing may be missing in order to make you worthy of being my spouse. But then, after our wedding is done, I will take it with me to heaven to keep it for you at the moment of your death." Finally, he took a veil and covered me completely with it from head to foot, and he left me in that way. Ah, it seemed to me that in that veil there was a great meaning, because the demons, in seeing me all covered with that veil, were so frightened and had such fear of me that they fled, terrified. The very angels were around me with such veneration that I myself was confounded and all full of blushing. On the morning of the aforementioned day, Jesus made himself seen again, all affable, sweet, and majestic, together with his Most Holy Mother and Saint Catherine. First, a hymn was sung by the angels, while Saint Catherine assisted me. Mama took my hand, and Jesus put the ring on my finger. Then we embraced, and he kissed me, and so did Mama also. Then we had a conversation, all of love. Jesus told me of the great love he had for me, and I also told him of the love I had for him. The Most Holy Virgin made me comprehend the great grace I had received, and the correspondence with which I was to correspond to the love of Jesus. My spouse Jesus gave me new rules in order to live more perfectly, but since it has been a long time, I don't remember them so well. Therefore, I will skip them. And so it ended for that day.